Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mag Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Don't save it for it. This is an emergency, okay? Power is an emergency. You need to be here and listen to us, all right? Don't be saving that battery just in case. Andy and Randy are just in case, all
yes,
right?
We're
use,
always.
Use that Odyssey app for
just
us.
Just in case.
hit us up on Twitter, though, at TBM929, at RandyMac81. If you're drinking something, you could probably start early because you're working from home. Or just tell us what's up at your house. Like, how much snow did you get? Are you working from home? What is your day looking like? Since we are legitimately having a snow day in Atlanta.
Hati tatis.
Is that what you're doing?
No, I don't. Oh. No, I really kind of want one, though, just because I ain't had one. Like, only time she would make hati tatis was if I was sick or something.
Sure.
I'm like, why can't I drink them when I'm not sick?
Absolutely right, you can.
Yeah.
You absolutely can. We had a bunch of those when we were in New York because it was 15 degrees
sick.
Outside.
I'm not sick. So, yeah, let me go and grab me about 6 or 7 of them.
I think it's time, Randy. Yeah. I think it's time for a hot potty.
It's going to be with that Yellowstone whiskey that Bo bought me.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, there we go.
So the show's about to start getting a lot more fun.
I'm going
to
wait. I'm going to wait.
Why?
I'm going to wait.
For what?
Wait. Huh?
Why?
Why am I going to wait?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a professional, Andy.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a professional. I mean, at least 12:20. You know, at least make it like way past noon.
Okay, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Get a little bit past noon.
Yeah, yeah. It is noon. You know what I mean?
Just
barely
noon. Yeah. That's true. But it's just, I feel like snow days are kind of like the airport. Like, different rules apply on a snow day.
So funny about snow days? And I was talking to Samson. I said, it sucks for y'all because they still got to do digital learning. I was
like, oh, they do?
Yeah, man.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, that sucks for y'all. I'm like, when we had the rare snow days, we didn't do nothing.
Did they make you make them up at the end of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah, us too. Yeah. Us too. Like, if there was like 3 or 4 snow days in the middle of the year, it'd be like, all right, last day of school's not whatever it was going to be. Now it's 3 days later.
So ragged.
Yeah, but all the teachers were like, yeah, right, I'm not teaching them anything then.
The
last day of school,
so raggedy.
The last day of school, whatever it was planned to be, and I know our school year ended a lot later than it does here, but like our last day of school normally would be like June 15th.
Right.
Like, that's the teachers have made the decision when the school year starts. I'm not teaching you anything after June 15th. So if they add 4 more days because
of snow. They bring that TV in on that cart with the VCR.
They roll the TV in.
Yep.
Exactly. And you watch next Friday. That's what we would do.
Hold on. Y'all watch next Friday at school?
We watched Friday or next Friday or Friday. I don't know if Friday after next was out back then. But we watched Friday in Spanish class almost every week.
Hell yeah.
And it wasn't even in Spanish. My Spanish teacher was so lazy. She would be hungover, and she would just bring in the TV, and we would watch Friday, like legitimately twice a month.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah, it is. It was great. Yeah. Now, I didn't learn any Spanish. Like, here I am at 40, and I can't even, like, barely order a beer if I'm in a Spanish-speaking country. But, you know, it's all right. It's not holding me back.
You don't know cerveza?
I do, but you know what I mean. Like, I took 3 years of Spanish in high school and 2 years of Spanish in college, and I can't say anything. Like, that's on me, probably.
That's all the way on you.
I probably could have worked.
If you took 5 years of Spanish, you don't know how to speak Spanish. Or a little bit.
I don't know anything.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, though.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
All right, luckily, we get to do the show in English for the most part. We'll play Sports Jeopardy coming up at 12:40, as we always do. We'll do an NFL No Huddle Part 2, because we're going to do 2 NFL No Huddles here to kick off the noon hour. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Let's get to the first version of the NFL No Huddle. Shout out to Jody. She's drinking a Natty Light in the snow.
Damn, Jody.
Well done. Well done. Keep it classy. We love it. All right, what do you want? Do you want to do, because we'll kind of do all the games breakdown in one of these, and then we'll do like all the headlines in one of them. You want to do the games first or headlines first?
Let's do game first.
Okay. Let's go in chronological order. Chargers and Texans play tomorrow at 4:30 in Houston. What do you think about that one?
Well, I think, you know, the Chargers, they have a recipe that travels, obviously,
yeah,
their defense,
sure.
And they can run the football. I mean, Houston's defense is going to have to keep them in this game because I don't know, can Houston block those dudes for the Chargers?
Yeah.
I just don't think they can. Herbert, you know, he's such a good quarterback that plays in such a basic-ass offense. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like,
yep.
It's a Greg Roman offense, all right? Ain't nothing special or fancy about it, but you got a fancy-ass quarterback, but yet they do enough with them just in case they got to throw the football. You know, I think the Chargers are going to go in there and win this football game because they're going to be able to run the ball.
Yeah, I think so, too. I just think they're better. I just think better overall.
I do, too.
With where the Texans are right now. And the Chargers are favored on the road. They're a 3-point favorite on the road in this one going into Houston. So, yeah, I think year one in L.A., with Jim Harbaugh at the helm, I think they win a playoff game. I mean, that's a huge success. Like,
yeah.
Making the playoffs and going 11-6 is a success in and of itself. But
yeah.
You win a playoff game, like, with where they've been, because they've been talented. They've
right.
had the talent to do this. And Harbaugh's a great coach, man. What were you going to say?
Shout out to C-Beck. He got the grill going right now, Bunk. So, yeah.
Is it good
grilling weather right now?
It's raining outside.
I know.
So,
I mean, I got a cover and everything, but, like,
okay.
Yeah, but I was just thinking, like, can I go in there and grill right now?
I mean,
no.
I guess the answer probably would be, like, the best answer would be there's no such thing as bad grilling weather, right?
That's true.
But it's, you know, it's not optimal. If it's freezing rain outside, I don't know. Call me soft, but I don't think I'm grilling in that.
I feel you.
Steelers and Ravens are the second game on Saturday. That one's going to be on Amazon Prime at 8 o'clock in Baltimore. Who do you like in that one?
I like the Ravens. I think the Ravens will win this football game. I don't know what's going on with the Steelers offense right now. Obviously, having George Pickens out for that time, it seems like they lost their mojo. I keep hearing, well, they need to play Justin Fields for what?
I know. I keep seeing people say that.
Yeah.
First of all, for what? Second of all, he's played a little bit this year. Have you seen it?
Have you seen it?
It's not great.
He's all right.
Yeah.
He's all right. He gives you the running element and everything like that. But, yeah, I've been seeing that a lot. I just think that they need to figure out, you know, how to be able to run the football. They can get, I'm talking about the Steelers, they can get a run game going. They might have something. I just think Lamar's putting it at a different level right now.
Yeah, totally agree.
I really do. I know he has trouble sometimes with Pittsburgh. I mean, they've won 8 out of 10. I'm talking about Pittsburgh over Baltimore. I just think Lamar's just playing at a different level. And then hopefully Todd Monken doesn't get cute and stop giving the running back the ball. Now, this is a different running back than he had last year.
Yeah.
All right. And so hopefully he can find ways to get this dude the ball because he is special.
Yeah, I think if the Steelers even want to make this one competitive in the fourth quarter, their defense is going to have to play completely lights out. And they can. I mean, they got guys on that defense. We saw it in the first week of the season. They got guys that can wreck your game plan.
Right.
I just think Lamar and Derrick Henry and the way that they're playing, and I think it's going to be too much. And if the Steelers defense doesn't do that, this is one, kind of look at all six of them, this is one of the two that I could see kind of getting a little stinky. Like, I could see the Ravens win this one by a couple touchdowns.
They could.
Bills and Broncos are the first game, the early game, the 1 o'clock game on CBS on Sunday. Obviously, the Bills have had an incredible season. Josh Allen might be the MVP of the league. Broncos have had a nice year, too, though. You got to give them credit for 10-7.
I think it's going to be a close game.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I think the Broncos' defense, man. I mean, you look at what they do on the outside with Lil Pat and them at corner. They got a legit pass rusher. They can stop the run. And the thing with it is, the best thing about the Buffalo Bills is that Josh Allen has been great. But Josh Allen hasn't been the old Josh Allen. You know, and he usually plays good in the playoffs, too. They got to get Cookie going, and somebody got to make some plays in the passing game against those stout corners for the Broncos. But, I mean, Bo Nix's first game, that's a tough place to play, especially in the playoffs going up there to Buffalo. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think the weather will be a factor for the Broncos. They play in Denver.
No.
So that won't be a factor.
It's just supposed to be cold, too.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be bad weather.
And so I just think that, you know, the Buffalo Bills, I think they're better than the Broncos, but I think this could be a three-point game or something, just because how good I think the Broncos' defense is.
Yeah. No, the Broncos have played a lot of teams close this year. Now,
They
also got blown out a couple times as well. I think the Ravens handled them pretty bad.
They did.
But, yeah, it's an interesting one with Bo Nix in his first playoff game and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I think the Bills are destined for the AFC Championship game this year. The Packers and the Eagles is the second game on Sunday. The Packers' defense is very good. Obviously, the Eagles are incredible, and I wouldn't be surprised if they go all the way to the Super Bowl. This is one of the other ones, and I know that Packers' defense is good. If Jordan Love turns the ball over, this game could be ugly.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know how healthy he is. He got his elbow and arm banged up in the last game, so how are they losing your deep threat in Christian Watson was big.
Yep.
But, I mean, their biggest thing they got to be able to do is you got to get a lot of the running back. Josh Jacobs, you got to allow him to win this football game for you if you're the Packers. The thing with the Eagles, and we talked to Schlereth, and, you know, Jalen Hurts has been in concussion protocol. He's going to play, but how much is that concussion take his running ability away? You know what I mean? Like the tush push and things like that, him being able to run that zone read. I expect a lot of Saquon Barkley. Saw that A.J. Brown was on the injury report with the knee.
Yeah.
So how serious is that? I think the Eagles' defense has been playing lights out lately, ever since the bye week, ever since they tweaked some things and got those young boys in. Jalen Carter, he's been a monster all year long. I like the Eagles winning. This one right here, to me, seems like it can get away.
The Eagles-Packers?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Everything that the Packers have lost and with Jordan Love being banged up, he does turn the ball over quite a bit as well. If he does that, I can see the Eagles handling their business pretty good. Buccaneers-Commanders is interesting.
Yeah.
Because, again, obviously, shout out to the Commanders for the season they've had, 12-5 with a rookie quarterback. Jalen Daniels has been phenomenal. The Buccaneers snuck in the playoffs last year and won a game.
They did.
I think they're going to win. I think they're going to beat the Commanders on Sunday night, too.
I do, too. I do, too. This is the way they're playing. Baker's playing lights out right now. Washington's defense is not good.
No.
You know, they're not very good.
They're not.
And I think Baker's going to cut them up. And I know Marshawn Lattimore is going to be back, and we know the history with him and Mike Evans and things like that.
Yeah.
But how long is he going to last? You know, because this dude just seems like, I mean, he needs the offseason to fully heal that hamstring or whatever is going on with him. I like Baker and them to go in there and win this football game. I think their defense can do a good enough job on Jaden to try to contain him and keep him in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that's why I like them, because I think I like their defense going up against Jaden. They played early in the year, the Buccaneers won.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Vita Vea was a monster in that game, too.
Vita Vea is just a gigantic freak of a human being. And then the Rams-Vikings game on Monday has been moved to Arizona officially. The game will be played in Arizona due to the terrible wildfires going on in Los Angeles. I think that's going to be a really good game. Yeah. I think when the Rams are healthy offensively and they got those four dudes, those two receivers, Stafford and the running back, like they're a different squad.
They're a problem when you got Puka and you got but I think the biggest thing about the move, obviously, you have to move because you can't take the first responders to monitor a football game when what's going on out there is going on out there. And so you go there, you go from that to church to natural grass, which is not a big deal, but it is if you want to try to make it that way. And that field sucks. But I think that the one thing about
the Arizona field isn't good?
Oh, it's awful.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's awful. But I think the biggest thing about this is, can Sam Darnold bounce back?
Yep.
Can Sam Darnold bounce back from a horrible performance they had in Detroit and everything like that? And just like you said, when Puka Nacua and them boys, Cooper Kupp and those guys are playing, it's a different story, man.
They're a whole
it really is a
team.
Different offense and everything like that. And Sean McVay can coach his ass off. I love this coaching matchup. How does Brian Flores and that defense, how do they, you know, match up and everything and try to get him off the spot? And the Rams defense got healthy. And I think that's the biggest thing also.
All right, we'll come back with a second half of our NFL No Huddle ahead of Wild Card Weekend. Just a ton of news and a ton of games to talk about. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Set!
NFL No Huddle Round 2 here on a happy hour Friday. A couple shout-outs to give folks checking in from the snow. To Bobby and his wife and their dog are out there, Randy, walking around, enjoying it. Dogs love snow.
This they do.
Devin's talking trash. He says we sound soft because we have 2 inches and we're telling people to stay safe.
You think somebody cares what Devin says about snow? I've been to the Midwest and lived in St. Louis. You damn right it's a different kind of cold. We know that, and we know that, Devin.
Yeah, you chose to live there.
You chose to live there.
Don't be mad at me.
Right, don't be mad at us because your lady made you move to Kansas City.
Don't be mad at me because it's 14 degrees every day and it's snowing.
If your ass was in Putnam, it would be different, but your wife made you move to Kansas City, Devin.
Devin. All right.
I know he can't call in. You can't call in. Yeah, your ass, Bo. Yeah, he in the doghouse. You damn right.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
But hopefully the bottle of Patron helps.
And I'm glad you're in the doghouse, too.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
It's a learning opportunity, right? Growth opportunity.
Yeah.
We're all going to,
don't embarrass your damn lady.
Ever.
Damn, Bo. I'm still mad at you.
Certainly not publicly.
I'm still mad at Mo.
You know how many people listen to this show?
I'm still mad at Mo. A whole lot, Mo.
Dozens.
Yeah, man. You know, unfortunately, what did my man say? What are we, hell? We talking about the Steelers are 4-2 with Justin Fields. Did you actually watch all those games?
Yeah, man.
Like, I watched those games.
I did too.
Yeah.
And I'm not, look, I'm not and trying, I'm not trying to down, like, Justin Fields is a good player.
Yeah.
Justin
Fields is all right.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's all right.
He adds a different element than Russell Wilson does. Russell Wilson's not playing great. All I was saying was people are acting like it's some obvious, clear, giant upgrade.
Yeah.
Like, no, man. Like, they're both kind of, there's a reason why they're both there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
He's all right.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's a hell of an athlete, can run the, he's all right. Come on.
He fumbled in every single one of those
games. I think
we're
at that point right now with certain quarterbacks. He's all
right. Yeah, right, exactly. Like, certain guys have played in the league long enough to where it's like, if they were going to become more than that, if they were going to become what you really kind of want them to be, they would have done it by now.
Yeah.
And they haven't. Because they can't.
I got some college news. It looks like, if I can get this damn thing to open, that the Dogs' best corner is coming back.
Yeah, Dalen Everett announces he's going to stay at Georgia. That's great.
That's big news.
That's great.
That's big news.
What was the worry, that he would go to the draft or that he would go to the transfer portal?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I think more draft, wouldn't you?
I think he would be, you know, I guess I never. It's always surprising to me. You know, you think a guy's really good, and they're like, yeah, he's probably like a fifth rounder. It's like, really? I don't know.
Really?
Or I have no idea. Or then I'm like, yeah, I watch that guy play a lot, and you're trying to tell me that guy's in the second round? Okay, I never know. The draft analysis is always different than what you see with your eyes on the field, to me at least. But no, that's great. That's great news that he's coming back.
Yeah.
All right. You know who's not coming back to Vegas is Tom Telesco.
Yeah, man.
They've done this really weird. Yeah. They let AP do his presser on Monday, and then they fired him on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took another day, and then they fired Tom Telesco after 1 year. Mm-hmm. They had a pretty good draft. Like, I mean, I guess they didn't take a quarterback, but they did take Brock Bowers. That worked out pretty good. So, they don't have anybody in Vegas now, so jobs are available.
It's one of those things where, you know, I'm assuming that Tom's running the show right now. And I saw some little names, like, I think Reggie McKenzie would be great there. He's been there. He knows that culture and everything. Like, he's down there in Miami right now. Brother, he's a very, very good general manager, Andy. He would be a knockout right there. But the thing about it is, if you're a coach, I know there's only 32 and you ain't supposed to be scared of nothing. What kind of coach goes in there and the worst team, and then you got to coach against Jim Harbaugh, Andy Reid, and Sean Payton?
Yeah.
You know,
that's
and they all have quarterbacks.
That's a gauntlet,
and you
man.
Don't.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's going to be a tall task.
And you have an
task.
Owner that will fire you after 1 year.
Yeah, it's going to be a tall task wherever they go and things like that. But, I think, you know, that makes sense to me, you know, because Tom, I don't think Tom was there yet. Or had
Tom Brady. Tom Brady.
Stake or whatever. Yeah, Tom Brady. Yeah. I don't think he had a stake in everything yet when they did hire. Like I said, Telesco was 1 year on the job and everything like that. So, yeah, I mean, it's a clean sweep, clean break, and now you got to start from the beginning, like the Vam Raiders have done over and over and over and over.
They're familiar with the process.
Yes.
Conspiracy theory, you want to hear it?
Let me hear it.
You know who's a coach and a general manager?
Yeah. He ain't going – he can't – well, he can do anything he wants to.
Yeah.
But there's no way that Bill's leaving them kids and them coaches, man.
I'm just saying he's a coach and a general manager.
He is.
Tom knows him, called him, wants to interview him for the job.
Right. But, I mean, Lombardi was on it, like, you know, and he said that, yes, they called him for advice.
Oh, that's what the call was for.
Yeah, the call was for advice.
Okay.
Tom asked people for advice. That's what they say.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Conspiracy theory shattered. That's too bad. Here's Drew Rosenhaus talking about Tyreek Hill. His client.
Tyreek is very passionate. Anyone I've ever represented that was great was passionate. They cared. What
that
you see
you,
with Tyreek is very genuine. He wants to win. It's not good enough for him not to make the playoffs. He is very passionate. I think at the end of the day, he's committed to this Dolphin football team. He had an excellent meeting with Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel. I believe that Tyreek is a great asset to the Dolphins, and I think he's the least guy that people should be worried about for this organization. They have many more worries. Tyreek Hill's not one of them.
Okay.
Well done, Drew.
I love me some Drew. You know how I feel about that man.
Well,
right
he just said you're passionate.
He kept every promise. Every time I asked, he kept every promise. He did. Whatever I needed, he took care of it and everything. All right.
That's awesome.
He's full of crap right now.
Yeah, but it's his job to be.
Yes. All right. Nobody wants to hear about Tyreek's passion. They have, it could be doctored. All I know is I heard the audio, hey, Cheetah, you out.
Yeah.
All right? He left his team out there hanging.
Yeah.
They all felt the same damn way.
Yeah.
Okay, we lost. Like, and every time I see that damn C on his damn chest, it pisses me off because of the stuff like this. With the whole Antonio Brown putting your face on there and all those dudes. This dude's a great player. And I understand broken wrist. Yeah. He wanted to be out there for two. Clap, 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 kudos. You wanted to be out there for them. And this is what Drew said. I wanted to be out there for my teammate. That's why I didn't have surgery on my broken wrist. But then when I found out we were going to playoffs, I left them.
Yeah, I walked off the field.
Yeah.
I miss it with that. Being passionate is not an excuse to do
but
any
I
of
hate
that stuff.
When people say that. Well, I just want to win. Don't you think everybody wants to damn win?
It makes me think of when people say, yeah, I'm just a competitor.
Yes.
Yeah, everyone's a competitor. It doesn't mean you get to be a jerk.
Yes.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, man.
But that was good that was good agenting by Drew Rosen.
Oh, yeah, that's what he does.
That's what he does. All right, here's another conspiracy theory that people are working on. I don't know if it's really a conspiracy theory when Deion Sanders says stuff like this.
Yeah.
I'm seeing from the beginning of coaching my babies to the last walk in the end. You know how painful that is, man?
Oh, yeah.
To see that this is it. This may be it. And let me say this before y'all jump to it, because I know y'all going to jump to it. The only way I would consider continuing is that I'm coaching my sons. Plural. Not singularly. Plural. Or I wouldn't even think about it. Because I love Colorado. I love everything I do.
Well, Shiloh gonna have to be Jello.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Shiloh might have a shot as a rapper. You know what I mean? Like, this
you got
dude,
special teams.
No,
can't do that.
I mean, somebody's gonna give him a look. I'll put it like that.
You got practice squads.
He got practice squads. Okay. All right, well, good for him. It ain't gonna work like that.
No.
I love Deion. It ain't gonna work like that. It, because the dynamics of what would happen to a locker room.
Yeah.
And coming in saying that the only way I'm going to coach is if my son is the quarterback and all those different things. It don't work like that in the NFL. Now, his son is going to be the starting quarterback wherever he's drafted, understandably so. But, like, package deal? No. Not going to happen.
No, I don't think so either.
Not going to happen.
Although I would really like it if it did. Very entertaining if it happened.
Not
Does the Deshaun Watson, if you missed it, Deshaun Watson re-tore his ACL. So, he's going to miss the entire season in 2025. Does that change the Browns' plans at all in terms of the draft? Because they have the number 2 overall pick.
Yeah. Wow, that's a great question. Because I know they say it'll be like 7 months because he retoured. So 7 months from today, he could be ready by the season. Talking about Deshaun. Because he has 3 more years. This year and 2 more, right?
Yeah.
This year and 2 more, right?
Now, I think after this year, they can kind of get – they're still going to have to pay him, but
right.
They can – do something as far as, like, the dead cap goes to make it a little bit less awful.
Okay.
If they cut him.
All right.
He's not good, though, right?
He's not. Like I mean.
Don't they need to do something there, anyway, whether he tore his ACL or not?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You're sitting there at 2, and you're the Browns, would you trade back? Would that be a spot where the Raiders would try to get up there?
That'd be pretty smart. They probably should.
Yeah, if you're the Browns, you trade back, get picks because it's going. I mean, where are the Raiders at 6 or 8 somewhere in there?
Something like that.
You're going to get a couple first for the Raiders to have to move up. The Raiders need a quarterback in the worst way.
Yes,
in the worst way. And so, and everybody has already linked Shadur and them together. Shadur, whatever. That makes perfect sense to me. But yeah, I mean, I think that the Browns should probably sit back and trade back.
Yeah, they just have so many needs that
they really don't have a lot. Graphics. They got a big ass need at quarterback.
Their offensive line sucks.
Yeah, yeah. They were banged up a lot, but yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I guess they can just keep hoping that Deshaun Watson both gets healthy and good again.
Yeah.
But I guess they kind of have to play him because they owe him $1 billion. I don't know. It's a horrible situation. I don't think Deshaun – if I'm them, though, like Deshaun Watson's health has nothing to do with my plans. You know what I mean?
I mean –
because he's not good.
Like, he's not good and everything like that.
If he plays, then we're bad.
Yeah, but then they look at it like that. I mean, they brought back Kevin Stefanski. You fire Ken Dorsey and everything like that, but yet the problem still remains, the quarterback.
Yeah, you have a horrible quarterback position, and you have $1 billion invested in it. So it's time to draft a new guy and hopefully move on. You know what I mean?
I know, like, exactly what you mean, man. I'll be laughing because they have all these coaching hires and everything. I love how old Aaron Glenn said, nah, I'm cool New England. I'm cool. No, I will not come in for an interview. You're not going to double box face me with somebody else.
Yeah, no. Didn't you guys already do that?
Yeah,
didn't you
exactly.
already do what you needed to do?
Yeah, exactly.
You need to interview me.
Yeah, get out of here.
Plus, I'd rather be the defensive coordinator in Detroit than whatever the hell's going on up there right now.
Yeah,
all right,
the best of
all. We'll come back. We'll get some picks against the spread ahead of the wild card weekend in the NFL. We'll play some Sports Jeopardy as well. Thanks for being with us on a happy hour, a snowy happy hour Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, speaking of money, good work by the NFL. NFL's donating $5 million to relief in Los Angeles.
Nice.
There's also a lot of teams that are getting in on it as well. I see the Vikings and the Wilf Family Foundation are donating $1 million. I see the Tampa Bay Bucks are doing the same thing. The Houston Texans as well. I would imagine, you know, like once that trend starts, kind of everybody has to do it, right?
Yeah.
Like you got 3 or 4 teams donating $1 million. Like, all right, I guess we got to throw $1 million at them too.
Yeah.
Who's the owner most mad about it?
Mark Davis.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
I was gonna say that dork in Kansas City.
It could be him too.
That guy hates spending money.
Yeah, he's a freak.
He's like, what?
Yeah,
everybody's whatever, doing it. All right.
Yeah, I mean, to complain that you got to get you a new freaking training facility for your damn Super Bowl team that just won back-to-back damn, whatever, man.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
Whatever, just won back-to-back damn, you know, it's, whatever. The crazy thing about when it snows in Atlanta, everybody, you got to start looking at the pitches back in 14. Oh, my goodness. Like,
were you here then?
Yeah.
You were?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
I set my ass at the house.
Because I wasn't here yet.
Yeah, set my ass at the house.
I wasn't here yet for that.
And I didn't anticipate it being the way it was, Buck, at all. Never. I would never imagine it would have been
right.
as bad as it was.
Right.
But I set my ass at the house. Because I was like, no, I'm good on this right here. And it was crazy because we lived over. That's when we lived. We lived over there down the street from where you live at. Lived
uh-huh.
right down the street.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm cool, baby. You know, Donna was like, we got plenty of food and all that stuff. And we sat in the house just chilled.
Was it like it was ice or what? Like the roads just got too slippery and everyone freaked out?
I don't know what happened.
Okay.
Man. I don't know what happened.
Because I've seen the pictures and I've heard the stories, but I never.
I remember a lot of my partners being stuck out there. I'm like, I mean, cars stuck on the highway. It's like that's some craziness, man.
There's a lot of snow. Plus, it happened in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
So everybody's like, uh-oh, it's snowing. Got to go home.
Panic. Get on the road.
Gridlock on the
interstate. Gridlock. Yeah. Leave your car on the freeway. What do you do if you leave your car on the freeway? Like, you just.
I've been curious of that for 10 years.
Yeah, but like, my thing is, like,
what's
you
your
get
plan?
Out and walk.
I guess
you get
you
out and walk home? What if your ass live? Because, I mean, we live right off of. What's that? Oh, God,
you live so damn far from the freeway?
Huh? That's what I'm saying. We live right over there close off Paces Ferry.
Oh, right. Then, right.
Yeah.
But, like, now? Like,
that's
if you left
saying,
your
like,
car
where the, you going? Where the hell were you going? Like, if you lived in Buckhead.
Right. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I don't know. And then also you just hope it's still there when you come back. I mean, I guess it would be because everybody else left their cars too. But that's a wild one too. It's like, all right, I got to go pick up my car. Oh, where is it? 75? 75. Right over there by the battery.
Now,
they just kind of left it
this,
over there.
Is this is when Chipper went and got Freddy, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
He had a snowmobile and yeah. got Freddy. Like maybe the greatest bobblehead of all time.
Yes. The greatest one of all time.
And the outcast one.
That's some country ass blank.
Yes, it is.
Where
yes,
you at, Freddie? Just drop me your pin. I'm coming to the damn snowmobile.
But also, like, who even has a snowmobile in Atlanta?
Like, he does.
I write. Like, but why? Like, four-wheeler. It doesn't. Oh,
it was a four.
Oh, it was a four wheeler.
Yeah. Oh, it was a four wheeler. Okay.
Before you get attacked on social media.
Okay. I thought it was a snowmobile. Got it. All right. It was a four wheeler.
Oh,
that makes more sense.
20 people got.
A lot of people have four wheelers. Every once in a while, you go to the right part of town, you see somebody driving a four wheeler down the road.
Which is always funny.
Yeah.
Which is always funny. Yeah. But, man, just, like, again, y'all out there, be safe. Andy, I got this feeling. I already know where your head is. Just be careful, man.
Where do you think my head is?
I got to go home and see my baby.
Yeah, that's where my head is.
Yeah.
That's exactly where my head is.
Yeah, I got to go and see my baby.
I want to see these guys.
Yeah.
They're having a great day in the snow.
Yeah.
Jack threw a snowball at Lily, I guess. Like, come on.
It made her mad.
Of course it did.
Okay.
You know what I always tell her, though? Because he's, you know, he's a boy. He's rough. I always tell you, don't get bullied by a one-year-old.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, hell.
What are you doing? You're getting bullied by a one-year-old? Is that what's happening right now?
But see, then you're gonna empower her to knock Jack's little ass out.
Yeah, go push him down. Go push him down. Like, he doesn't get to walk around here like that. He gets a little cocky sometimes. You know what
like
I mean?
Like, he running stuff?
Yeah. What are you doing?
Man.
walking around with his shirt off.
That's my dude, because he up there, he probably start crying. He did the dope mad as hell right now, because he like to hang out down here with me.
Dude, is he? Okay.
He likes to be down there with you. Bash likes to hang out down here. And so he like up there throwing the damn fit right now.
I was proud of him. I mean, I'm proud of him all the time. But one thing made me proud the other day when it was like 20 degrees outside. And ever since we put the swing set in the backyard, all I want to do is swing all the time. And I was like, it's 20 degrees outside. They're like, we have coats. So even the cold weather, outdoor kids prevail, man.
Hell yeah.
Got to have outdoor kids.
Hell yeah.
Don't want indoor kids. I mean, whatever. Kids are good no matter what. But I like having my little outdoor kids. All right. Let's pick some games. Make some picks against the spread.
All right. Oh, did we pick last week?
I think so. No? We did?
I don't think we did. Okay.
Last week we did pick. 2 weeks ago we did not.
Oh, it was two. Okay.
How'd we do last week?
Poor. Bo was 2-2. The triumvirate, Andy, Randy, and Abe, 1-3.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Let's just pretend we didn't pick last week.
Yeah, because I had to. Didn't I have to text my picks in late or something?
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, something like that.
I picked the Ravens to win by 20, and I guess that was the only game that I got right.
That was, yes. Wow. Randy also got that one right.
All right.
Okay, well, let me start off. I like the Chargers, -3 in Houston. It's an AFC North rival. Give me Pittsburgh +9.5. Okay. Give me Denver +9 at Buffalo, and give me Philly -5 versus the Packers.
I got the Rams +3. I'm taking all the home teams. I got the Rams getting 3 at home against the Vikings. I got Tampa Bay -3 against Washington. Philly -5 against the Packers. And I think Baltimore is going to cover the 9.5 against the Steelers.
Am I the only one picking the game tonight? Either way. Carl Dukes told me to pick a college game. Told me to take Texas and run with that 6 points. And now the spread's 6.5. So I'm taking Texas. Carl went to Texas,
I think.
Give me the Chargers -3. I'm taking the Ravens -9.5 and the Bills both to cover. One of those teams is also going to knock Kansas City out next week or the week after.
A little preview prediction.
I'm just going to give you a heads up. The lines are all over the place. As I've talked to you guys about before, I am benefiting you in whichever way you took it at
Thank
the time.
Thank you, Abe.
Texas, Bo's getting 6.5.
Like, he's like, you benefited, you're, like, you're going to break our damn thumbs.
You're
or
a real
no, I'm just,
saint.
I'm just letting everyone know. Because I took Ohio State -5.5. I think I like the Buckeyes tonight.
Okay.
The Bucks -3 against the Commanders. The Eagles -4.5 against the Packers. And at the time, the Vikings were just 1-point favorites against the Rams. I guess when they moved it, maybe that's probably when the line jumped.
But
I got the Vikings -1. Always take your lines early, boys and girls.
All right. Hey, these segments are longer now. Our music is too short. Yeah. Let's get to Sports Jeopardy. Yeah. It used to be no problem. But now these segments, we switch things up. Andy.
Randy.
I've also done... I had a plan for this to be a little bit longer. So
I know. Like,
hopefully we have enough questions.
You think people have noticed? People that listen? I have people that listen like super diehard probably notice.
This guy's still talking?
Yeah, we switched around a little bit. The segments are, breaks are in slightly different spots. And this segment, this third segment of the hour, is 15 minutes long now. So we just have to keep talking.
Are you not used to it yet?
I'm a little. No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm used to
it. I'm getting used to it.
You made one of them 16 minutes earlier today.
Yeah.
What you trying to say, man? What you trying to say over there?
We all know.
Count because I'm not in studio and I don't have a clock.
Yeah, that's what it was. Randy just didn't know.
Trust me. It's being addressed for Monday. We'll have a clock.
That's what it was.
Oh.
Not really. Not really. Not really. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Okay. Question number one. Who is the starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings in their most recent playoff victory?
Andy. Kirk Cousins?
That is correct. I did not know if someone would go with the trick answer, Case Keenum.
That's where I would have went.
Yeah, Cousins was in 19.
Yep.
Case Keenum, I think that was the 2017 playoffs. I didn't know if someone would go with the trick, but nice job.
Thank you.
With the Vikings-Rams game being moved to Phoenix, name one of the two teams that participated in the last playoff. Randy.
The last playoff game that moved was, Oh, my God. It's on tip of tongue. I don't know, man.
I think the last playoff game that moved was the 1962. That wasn't the question.
Oh, okay. Will you say the question?
Yes. With the Vikings-Rams being moved to Phoenix, name one of the two teams that participated in the last playoff game held at State Farm Stadium.
Oh.
Damn.
Oh. Okay, but that's a trick question, obviously.
In theory, it should help you know that the Cardinals are not the answer.
Yeah.
But what is the answer?
What is the answer? I don't know. The Seahawks.
That is incorrect. The 2023 Super Bowl?
Oh, okay.
Eagles and Chiefs.
Oh.
We would have accepted either one of those.
Okay.
Of the 14 teams in the NFL playoffs this season, which player has played in more playoff games than anyone else?
Ooh.
Ooh, man. 14. These are the teams this year.
Yeah.
Andy. Travis Kelce.
That is correct.
Okay.
I will give you an opportunity, Randy. There is one answer. You can just give me a team and a position, and I'll give you another point for this.
You don't give me nothing, dog.
You don't want it? We also would have accepted James Winchester, the Chiefs long snapper.
Oh. I give you a point. What the hell wrong with you?
I love it when he's home.
That was
who was the last two-loss team? The last two-loss team to win a national championship at the FBS level?
Randy. Was it LSU?
Oh, good call.
Okay.
07.
Okay.
That was Les Miles.
That was Les, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great job. Andy still leads 2-1. Of the 12 schools for this year's college football playoffs, which two schools currently have ranked basketball teams?
Randy. Oh, that's pretty good. Damn, Abe.
That's pretty good.
Damn, you stumped me, Abe. Is it of the 12 teams which have ranked basketball teams?
No, of the 12 who made, of the 12 that were in the college football playoffs,
right.
Two Tennessee. Of them have, Tennessee's one.
Tennessee and... Oh my God, I have no clue right now, Andy.
I'm
so stumped. I know it's Tennessee, and who else has a good damn basketball team? SMU.
Not a terrible guess, but not correct.
All right, I knew Tennessee was ranked. And how about Texas?
Oregon.
Oh.
Oregon's ranked 15th.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Look at that.
I
forgot they were in the playoffs.
Yeah, I know, right? Bill Belichick is the oldest active coach in college football. Who's the oldest active coach in the NFL?
Andy.
Damn it.
Andy Reid.
That is correct. Andy Reid, we have a...
Let's see. Carson Beck just committed to Miami.
There it is.
Yep, shocker.
We called it.
There it is.
We had it first.
Name the only active NFL head coach that has won a Super Bowl whose team did not make the playoffs this year.
Mike McCarthy.
Yes.
Did you guys go through these in some other discussion that I missed?
No, I do think I have a benefit of being here. I think I hear it faster. A little bit. I think
there is
a
slight
delay.
I mentioned that to Bo as a problem.
Yeah.
Since
so I'm delayed, I'm getting my ass kicked. Delayed.
Yeah, so delayed ass kicking.
Delayed ass whipping.
Since 1991, name the four NFL teams that have won back-to-back Super Bowls.
Randy. 91 since 91?
Since 91.
All right, Dallas.
Yep.
The obviously the Chiefs.
Yep.
Four teams that went back to back. Damn. 91. Ooh, I'm stumped. Okay, we got Dallas, the Chiefs. What else? Oh man,
you're gonna hate yourself too.
I am too.
Yeah.
You said one back to back Super Bowl.
Yeah, four different teams.
Oh, the Broncos.
That's one. One
the Broncos.
Left.
Damn.
Andy's just gearing up for a steal. Look at him.
Oh my God, I have no clue.
I don't know if I am gearing up for a steal. I think I am, but I don't know.
All right, Randy, need a guess.
Niners?
That is incorrect. Randy?
Who's the 14?
Andy. Patriots.
Oh, damn.
Patriots, yeah.
God, dog it.
Sorry. The Niners did win, I think, in 89 and 90. That's why I started.
Why'd you start in 91?
Because I didn't want to include the 90.
Okay,
the 89, 90
got
swing
it,
around.
Got it.
Here's a fun one. When astronaut Alan Shepard hit golf balls on the moon in 1971, what modified club did he use?
Lucky I'm at home, mate.
It's a guess, man. You can take a guess. Anyone can guess.
A sand wedge. Randy. Sand wedge.
Randy. That's incorrect.
God, I don't know. I mean, was it a putter?
He used a 6-iron connected to a thing to pick up rocks.
All right.
There you go.
There you go. Well, we're out of time.
Name all four. Are we out of time? Oh, good. I can save that one.
Yeah, pay attention
Andy's
to the clock,
winner.
Abe.
Andy's the winner.
Pay attention to the clock. Giving people a hard time.
Having a bottom of towns.
All right. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Did get a little breaking news from college football there, like Randy mentioned. Carson Beck has picked his next school.
I had a partner of mine, and we all know him. He said Carson Beck went and chased that leg down there.
Yeah, he did.
Went and followed that leg down there.
He transferred. I mean, it's undefeated, Randy.
He said that leg. and that was his answer, undefeated.
It's undefeated. It's undefeated. You know what? The NFL can wait.
Yeah. He said that leg, and it was undefeated.
All right, we'll come back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.